So as a lot of you guys know, Sundance just wrapped up, and I thought I'd just go ahead and throw a few thoughts out there about the fest. Every year I follow it, I like to pay attention to what movies are premiere there, what movies, you know, were bought, you know, what movies to see, what movies to avoid. It's just fun. It's just a good time, and it's a good predicator for how the rest of the year is going to look film-wise and film discussion-wise. So I thought I'd go ahead and do something I've never done before. I figured I'd go ahead and just throw the top five movies that premiered at Sundance that I'm most excited to see. These are the movies that just, you know, interested me based on their concept, based on the reviews that they got, and just based on the potential impact that they'll have on the rest of the year. So without further ado, I'll just run through them real quick. I'll go from my number five down to my number one most anticipated movie out of Sundance 2012. My number five film is kind of the film of the festival. Every year there's a movie that comes out and just sweeps people's attention, you know, that just people fall in love with. And this year it was Beasts of the Southern Wild. It's a pretty different sounding movie. From what I can tell, it's a fantasy mixed with political opinion, if that makes any sense. Essentially set in New Orleans, Bayou area, post-Katrina. And I guess it involves monsters of some sort and mysticism. And it sounds very different and very out there, but very interesting. And somehow the fact that I know almost nothing about it makes me even more excited to see it. So I haven't seen one bad thing, one bad remark about Beasts of the Southern Wild. Everybody's been raving about it. It got picked up by Fox Searchlight. I'm there. I can't wait to see what all the talk was about. My number four movie is a film called The Word. It stars Bradley Cooper, Zoe Saldana, Jeremy Irons. And the idea is basically that this guy takes the work of a dead author and claims it to be his own. And from there, I guess the film gets very twisty and very existential, and it turns into a drama and then a thriller, and you're never quite sure where it's going and what it's trying to say. This just sounds like my kind of movie. I love films like this. I love watching a movie and not knowing where it's going. Reviews are great. I love the cast. I'm there. I mean, really, they had me before the reviews came out, when the reviews said it was good, and when audiences were taking to it as well. My anticipation really went up. So my number four is The Words. My number three is a film called Compliance. This was the movie out of Sundance this year that generated a lot of controversy. It's based on a real-life incident of a McDonald's manager who gets a call from a man claiming to be a cop. And the supposed cop tells this manager that one of his employees is holding drugs. And as the movie goes on, the person on the phone tells the manager to detain this employee, and from there do other things to this employee to make sure that these drugs, that this manager and this cop can get these drugs from her. And the movie's really, from what I've read, it's really an examination on authority and how far we as society will let authority like dictate us or whatever. It's a really interesting idea. It's really, you know, it got, you know, not everybody loved it, but it's an interesting idea for a movie, and, you know, I can't wait to see it. So, and it definitely got bought, so we'll get a chance to see it before the year's over. My number two movie is a film called VHS. This is a horror anthology, which we don't see a lot of anymore. It's basically six horror directors, and each of them make a short found footage movie. You know, reviews were great for this thing. People were actually passing it at the screening, which tells you something about it. You know, I love the found footage genre. You know, I love the idea of an anthology movie with found footage. I'm there. I can't wait to see it. And that got picked up by Magnolia, I think. So we'll definitely get a chance to see that fairly soon, actually. And then my number one movie out of Sundance that I can't wait to see is a film called Arbitrage. It stars Richard Gere. In fact, they're saying it's Richard Gere's best performance in a long time. And it's basically about Richard Gere plays this Wall Street hotshot who's slimy and may or may not have had something to do with the economic collapse back in 2008. It sounds like it's kind of like Wall Street, sort of like Margin Call. It also stars Susan Sarandon. It just sounds great. It just sounds like a really good quality film. I love movies that really examine people's motivations and how far they'll go off the deep end to satisfy their own selfishness. I like Richard Gere when he's good. The reviews for this were great. It got picked up almost immediately. And Arbitrage, I mean, this was easy. I can't wait to see it.